Now, just to let you know a little bit, I've got some things I do want to do, and we'll do a break, and then we'll come back in, and we'll have a guided meditation. And I'm going to have a couple of guided meditations this weekend, a couple of dyads. And don't get, dyads. They're not social interactions, right? You don't have to get to know the person that you're dyading with. It's a sense of self-exploration, and that's an important quality. Sitting still and quietly is one practice. There's a second practice that's equally as important, and that's inquiry, investigation. And that's why I teach the dyads, is because they're an active expression of that practice of inquiry. And your practice will bloom once you understand the value of investigation. a poem by David White. It's called Start Close In. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be simple and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. So start close in. The words can get us distant from what the reality of being close in means. So don't let the words carry you away from yourself. Some words can carry you into yourself so that you can actually see what it is that's being spoken of within you as it's being spoken. That's the best use of words.